Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. How should we respond to natural disasters? Today on Made for Glory. Every year, our hearts are moved by footage of people both here in the United States and throughout the world who are suffering because of natural disasters, who suffer the loss of homes, of lives at times. Electricity is knocked out. It becomes so difficult to even imagine putting your life back together after having everything taken from you. I think about for ourselves here in Panama City that we were impacted a couple years ago by Hurricane Michael, one of the largest hurricanes ever hit the United States. And where we were wiped out, this studio was wiped out, our church was wiped out, the home that I live in, and so many people were out of power with so long. But I think about all the people who responded, who couldn't fix our problems necessarily, but they responded by giving what they could. Whatever they had, they gave. For some people, it was money. For many people, it was supplies. And so many people came through with their time, and they ministered to myself and to the other people in our community. And just that built us up in such an amazing way. I think about some of our dear friends from Haiti. Father Louis Morosny is a dear pastor friend of mine. He's a priest who serves in Anse-Vo, Haiti. And him and his team, they actually took up a collection for us from St. Anne's Cathedral Parish there. And they came here to Panama City after the storm, after Hurricane Michael, and gave that collection to us and ministered to us, which was so meaningful and so powerful that the little bit that they had that became this great and mighty gift that impacted our lives. And I think about that now, particularly for Father Louis and the people of Haiti, that they have suffered tremendously this past year as well. And it's now our opportunity, that it's your opportunity of mine to help them. One of the things that we've been striving to do is to give to Father Louis and his community and help them to rebuild after the devastating earthquake that they suffered earlier this year. They had tremendous political turmoil with the assassination of their president. They've had hurricanes in the recent past, and now this earthquake. And as their church building was damaged beyond repair, as so many of their houses have collapsed, so many people are hurting so profoundly, that we have a chance to do something. We can't do everything, but because of the love that God has for us, we can do something. So I invite you as you watch these videos, and I'm so grateful for that, to know that we benefited from the ministry and the generosity of Father Louis and his people in Haiti, and so we have the opportunity to respond to them. So if you want to go today to missiontothebeloved.com and to give generously, to give freely out of your abundance or out of your need, to be praying with and for them, to be financially supporting them, and to give out of what God has given to us. Because I think that's how we start to make a difference in this world. We can't control the storms. We can't control all of the factors in this world, all the natural disasters. But we can start to impact this world in a meaningful way by choosing to be generous and choosing to love where someone else is experiencing suffering. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.